Welcome to Vibrant Living Radio. We take health to a holistic new level. I'm your host, Lori Bain, and I'd like to thank you for being here with me for podcast number 3. I actually had another podcast recorded back in November and decided that life is just moving and changing, and there's so many other things that I want to share with you. So I'm going to try and condense that podcast into this one and then add a few other things. I'm going to start with 2 quotes. Something that's just been really present and powerful in my life these days, and I repeat over and over and over again because it's really just resonating with me. Everything that we say is a please or a thank you. So just take that in for a moment. Just breathe that one in for a moment, that anything that anyone ever says to you is truly only a please or a thank you. If you're familiar with nonviolent communication, or it's also now being called compassionate communication, Marshall Rosenberg is the founder of that. So that's where I got that from. And NVC is just a wonderful way of getting in touch with our needs. Yes, we all have needs, and we can actually express them very easily once we start talking from a compassionate place and having that level of understanding. So NVC is something that I've been blessed with coming into my life, and perhaps it'll, you know, bless you as well. But that one statement is just so profound. I know I was having a little resistance in my life, and that shows up in many different ways. And I was feeling a little frustrated. And at the moment, my husband, Chris, turned around to me and said, "Everything is either a please or a thank you." And it really hit me at that moment that what our conversation was about was that. And as my friend Maureen Whitehouse would say, it's either love or a call for love. So, wow, I just went around my day and looked at every single situation, and I do this now all the time. I listen to everything that someone says and said, where do I find the please and the thank you, or the love and the call for love? And it's there. It's in every syllable. We may not all be conscious of it, but the wonderful thing is that we all are becoming conscious of it. So, wow, I mean, think about this. What I'm saying to you right now is out of my pure love in my heart. And I can express that now. I understand that I can express that. Just giving you a moment to breathe that one in. So I want to thank my friends from Family Unity International. They came and visited about 2 weeks ago, the whole family. And it was just beautiful to have them here and catch up with life. They're in New York, and I'm in California, so we get to see them once in a while and talk to them on the phone. I've actually just been named on the board of advisors, so it's exciting for me to just be part of this. For anyone who's not familiar, Family Unity International is an organization, a non-for-profit organization, whose mission and purpose is to empower people with special needs. And while they do this tremendously, amazingly well, it really touches me to see what they're doing in the world. And they work with young and old and people who have autism and other types of special needs. And what they're doing right now is they're actually forming a community that will allow for all of these people to come and really live out their best potential. I mean, be able to be, take care of themselves and be part of, you know, an active part of the community. So you're going to see this coming up fairly soon. You can keep updated on that on familyunityinternational.org. And as I get more information, there's a farm that they're looking at in New Jersey, very close to Manhattan, that they're intending on this actually being the space. So they'll have some natural buildings, and they teach a lot about music therapy and nutrition, natural, I said natural building. Of course, I'm that into natural building, so I keep thinking about it. So there's a lot of wonderful things that are coming out of there, and I'm developing their website. So that's going to be a lot of fun to see, because one of the children is also really into web design and getting really into computers. So he's actually going to be doing his own site, and it'll be interesting to see how this comes up. I'm really, really excited about this. This is a family that shines. They're just absolutely beautiful souls, and everywhere they go, I mean, they just came across country to help out an old professor of the mom of the family move from, I believe it's Washington to Texas. I mean, they came from New York. So this is how beautiful it is. You know, they're so willing to help people just out of their pure love and desire for life, and to share the beautiful information that they have. They're traveling all over the place and meeting people and getting more information and building this whole community so that everyone can be empowered. It's just amazing to see how this is happening in so many different ways. And perhaps you don't see this yet in your life, and I'll tell you, you're going to see it. If you don't see it yet in me, you're going to see it really soon. For those of you who don't know me personally, you may start seeing this in your own life, that people really want to be empowered. And it's not really about having power. It's about knowing our freedom. What's happened in the past is that we've believed ourselves to be victims. And look at the way our system is completely set up. It's perfect. I mean, you go through school and that's what they teach you. You got to sit and be quiet and you can't move. I heard today, while taking a brain gym class, that a lot of schools don't even give physical education anymore. I can't even imagine what it's like to sit in a classroom all day, not even be able to go outside, you know, and get some fresh air and get some motion in. I mean, motion, you know, no wonder why there are so many issues with young children today. Look at what we have to face. It's amazing. So just something to think about. I mean, if your children are in a school where they don't have physical education or it's very limited, you may want to look into why that is the case. And if you care about that, maybe you want to do something about it. Because when we're able to not be in our minds all the time and actually get into our bodies, we can achieve so much more. You know, the mind is beautiful. We can think of so many things. Yet, at the same time, what is the point when your body just is going to break down? I mean, you see what children are going through. Go into a school. I mean, I know my high school, about 3 years after I graduated. This is a high school in Long Island. My younger sister was in the high school after I was. And she shared with me that they would have color wars. I mean, I heard all these, wow. They had to go through, forgetting the name right now, security and detection, and everyone had to have an ID name tag on them. It was incredible. I mean, this is a high school that I went to, and that was, I graduated in 93. I can only imagine what it's like now. 13 years later, I mean, God bless these children. And what's even more incredible than this is knowing that the children that are coming into the world today are so much more conscious than most of us were even ever allowed to be, and probably ever will be in our lives. I mean, you look at these children and the beautiful gifts that they have. These children just, when I see young children these days, they just, wow, connection from the eyes. Amazing connection. If you want to know more about the beautiful gifts that the children of today are bringing out, you might want to look into anything on Indigo Children. There's a movie out called Indigo, I think it's called either called Indigo or Indigo Child. There's books out, and it's just amazing to see it. And truly, the children are just another mirror of us. I mean, they're just the next level of us, which means that what they have already exists in us. So if you look at your child and you say, wow, look at what my child is. They have all of these gifts and abilities, and I didn't have that. Well, know that at some level, you really did. It had to have come from somewhere. We all have this light that's shining within us. And what's happening is, even though we may see things starting to break down in society, we're really breaking through. Sometimes you gotta kick up the dust bunny so that you can clean underneath the bed, you know? Just rush right through it. Sometimes you gotta experience the fear in order to break through it and see yourself on the other side in love, shining. Literally, I'm sure you've seen people in life who just shine. Some people do it all the time. Some people only shine once in a while. They let their light shine when something really good is happening. Yet you can do this every moment of your life. Now, I had my sister-in-law, I had a conversation with her the other day, and she said to me, you know, I'm paraphrasing here. She said, you know, I've watched The Secret, and I got really pumped, yet now she started feeling really overwhelmed. And it can be very overwhelming if you don't have a supportive environment that's there to really help you. And because if you want to go the next step on the ladder, then what do? You go to somebody who's already stepped up to that next step. You want to go to the next stage in your evolution as being a human being. We're not human doings, as Maureen would say. We're human beings. You want to go to the next stage of your evolution? Find somebody who's already been through that. So I see that's one of the things that have been possibly a stumbling block for people who have brought into their awareness the law of attraction, The Secret, which all is basically creating your reality, knowing that you truly are the one who creates this existence. And from that, you have the power to be free. You can literally go through moment after moment, just being in love with life, being in joy in life. It's amazing. And there's so many people out there, like my friend Maureen Whitehouse, like myself, like all the people who are going through the HHP program at the World School, who are there to support people. Life coaches. The HHP program is a holistic health practitioner program. We're all learning how to coach people in a holistic way. It's amazing to know that this is what's going on in the planet right now. So just breathe that one in and know that all those things that you have been desiring in your life, it's all happening. For every single one of us, it's happening. We all want freedom. We want happiness. We want joy. And there's a true joy. There's a true bliss. It comes out of the pure desire of wanting it. And that's what we've created. So I thank you all, because I know everyone who's listening to this right now is part of this creation. You all want to feel good. And perhaps that's why you're listening to this right now. I know that everything works out perfectly. So the messages that I bring out to you, in some way, shape, or form, are going to plant a seed in your life and bring you something even more miraculous. This is what I create. This is what I intend. And this is what I know is happening. Nice deep breath. Just take it in. Just take it in. So some wonderful news for you. Maureen Whitehouse, who I've talked about a few times, a personal friend of mine. I also designed her website and many more beautiful websites to come. Her website is experienceaxiom.com. She also has soulfuleating.com, and I'll put those in the show notes. Her book is right now being released, just came out. You can order it online. I believe it's also up on Amazon, and it's coming up in Barnes & Noble's. So you can check in different places. It should actually be out in the stores now. And the name of the book is Soulful Eating. It is a beautiful book. And it is exactly what I've been thinking and what has been coming up in my mind. So just to see it beautifully written out in this way in a book is just amazing. Just amazing to me to know that there's somebody who's already been through this path, who's speaking so much truth in everything that she does, and was so inspired that she wanted to share it through her books. She has all these beautiful CD programs and email programs, and now she's brought it into the eating aspect of life. Just amazing. You can attain enlightenment through anything that you do. And she proves it right there, through eating, through your mouth, if you do it soulfully. And what does that mean? Consciously, with intention. So I will be having Maureen on the show in the near future, as soon as I get my interview equipment. Get that all together. She'll be doing a book tour. For anyone who lives in Florida, in Southeast Florida, you can see her. She's done a few talks at the Whole Foods in Boca Raton. And she'll have many more. She has some teleconferences. So check out her website and her calendar and see if she's coming to your area. I know she's going to be going all over the nation. She will be in Harvard Bookstore, Harvard Book Co-op. And I believe that is in March. So check it out. You know, more and more dates are going up there. The book official release will be coming up soon. So this is going to be a major thing. And I know that what she's doing is absolutely going to affect all of our society and the whole world, because this is what we want. We all want to be conscious. We all want to be soulful. We all want to be creators. So what's beautiful about her book is that she talks about raw food and the new kosher and Ayurvedics, and really just brings it all into play. I mean, here's a woman who her eating beliefs are, you know, the way she lives about her life are very similar to the way mine are. And by speaking to her, it really opened up my eyes. I have to admit that I had the judgment in the past that everyone should be a certain way, and I don't believe that. I have to say that I did, because I know that we all go through that. We all believe that it has to be a certain way. And the only way it ever has to be is how you want it to be, with intention, with consciousness, with the connection to your soul. Because when you have that connection to your soul, and you realize, I mean, just even realizing that you can connect to your soul, life just changes. The things that you've done in the past that were unconscious, they're not that easy to do anymore. The desire for them goes away. And then what happens is, when situations come up and experiences come up, they become opportunities. Opportunities to create something even better. Now, what a lot of people say to me, because I talk to a lot of people, and this is one of the reasons why I'm doing this radio show, because I talk to so many people and I want everybody to hear what I have to say, because I know that it brings myself value and it brings you value. So doing it on the radio is perfect for me, because I get to bring it out to all of you at once. Now, so many people have said to me that it's hard. It takes a lot of work. Well, you believe it, and that's just your belief. Well, here's the beautiful thing, is that life is just what you believe it to be. I'm going to give you a moment to just breathe that one in, and I'll say it again. Take a deep breath. Life is what you believe it to be. And your beliefs can change in a moment, in an instant. You can change your beliefs. Look at something that's happening in your life right now that you would have never believed in the past could happen. And it may not be something personal to you. You can look at something outside of you. I'll tell you something for me, you know, in the past. Currently, I can say that I eat a plant-based diet. And in the past, my belief system, I would have never really thought about what was on my plate, what I was eating, you know, connection to the animal and what I was consuming. And once I got that understanding, my belief system changed. So what's the difference between me and someone else? Because I know a lot of people who get a lot of the same information that I do, yet their belief system doesn't necessarily change like mine does. Maybe it changes a little bit, maybe it doesn't change at all. It's because we're all unique. We don't all think alike, which means we really don't believe the same things. Two people can look at the exact same situation and react very, very, very differently. Or observe it very differently. We don't all even react to situations. Some people, they don't even see it. It's just not true for them. It just doesn't exist in their reality. It's not because they're blind. It's because they believe something else. And they don't believe that. So how do you change your life? Change your beliefs. How do you change your beliefs? Through understanding. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to read a book. All you ever have to do is make the intention and say, I want to understand. What happens when you make intentions in life is that you start to attract it into your life. You make this statement, I want to understand. I want to be more loving. I want to take a bubble bath, whatever it may be. And then it shows up. Maybe you'll get a book. Maybe somebody will have a conversation with you. Maybe you're listening to this podcast. Why? Because somewhere within you, you made the intention, you have the desire to hear this, so that you can start to understand, so that you can actually start to change your beliefs. Now, some people feel, oh, change, I don't want to change. Here's the thing with life. We're always changing. So you're either in the flow or you're not in the flow. Either way, you're really in the flow. Sometimes, as the teachings of Abraham would say, you're pinching it off a bit. You never truly get disconnected. You only believe that you are. And when you believe something, it will absolutely show in your outside world. Just take a nice deep breath. Nice deep breath. Thank you. I'm going to give you a poem that is by Hafiz. It's a poem that you'll see right in the beginning of Maureen's book, Soulful Eating. The poem is called, Just Sit There. Just sit there right now. Don't do a thing. Just rest. For your separation from God is the hardest work in this world. Let me bring you trays of food and something that you like to drink. You can use my soft words as a cushion for your head. So the beauty of life is that it doesn't have to be hard. It truly can be easy once you see it. And when you see it, you believe it. And you don't actually have to see it with your eye. You can see it with your mind's eye. Just know. Know within your heart that it'll be. So here's some great inspiration for you. I'm going to share with you all my manifestation box story. My birthday was back in December. And a few months prior, I was reading the book, Asking It Is Given, The Teachings of Abraham, by Jerry and Esther Hicks. Beautiful book, by the way. And in it, they talk about getting a manifestation box. Basically, what you do is you find the box that you're attracted to. And on the inside of the box, you write everything in this box is. And whenever you come to something that you want to create and see in your life, write it down, cut out a picture, whatever you can do to get it on paper. And then put it in the box. And know that it's manifesting. Know that it's coming to you. And put the box away. You could see the box. You don't have to hide it. But I put it in a space where when I see the box, I smile because I know that all the beautiful things that I'm creating are happening. So here's my fun story about the manifestation box. I went around looking for this box, and I just couldn't find the right box. The right box just was not coming to me. So I just made the statement. I said, okay, the box will come. It's like, you know, when the student's ready, the teacher will come. When I'm ready, my box will come. So I just left it up to the universe, God, my soul, whatever you want to call it, to take care of it. Because I know that when I make a statement, it happens. And I don't have to really think about it. We all have that ability. I just believe it to be so for me. So that morning, my birthday morning, I was on the phone with my mom, and I was talking to her about Maureen. And after a beautiful, I think it was about a 2-hour conversation with her, I got up, went out to the living room, and on my way out there, I saw this box that was sent to me by Maureen. And I was so excited. So I went and I opened the box, and right on top of is this beautiful red velvet box with a gold bow. And I said, wow, my manifestation box. And I opened the top of the box. And on the inside of it, it says, everything in this box is. Now, I had never spoken to Maureen about a manifestation box and wanting it. Yet I know that she's so in alignment with it all that she heard it. She heard it on some level that didn't even need to come from my mouth directly to her. And we do this for each other all the time. If you notice, we always give each other things that we know the other person is going to want, even if we have no idea why they're going to want it. And then they're like, wow, how did you know? I just had a feeling. Go with those feelings when you have them, because that is the divine going right through you, just guiding you. So I open the box and I see it in there, and I'm just, wow. I didn't just manifest the box. I'm looking at this beautiful box and naming it my manifestation box. But I literally manifested my own manifestation box. And inside the box was two of her CD programs, Miracle Manifestation and How to Be in Love All the Time. And I have to say, I listen to them all the time. And it's just, my life changes every day. And it every day in every way, I truly do get better and better. It's amazing. So I shared this story. I got on the phone with my mom and I shared it with her, and she was really excited, and a couple other people. And I had spoken to my younger sister and I said, you know, mom was really excited about it. Could you go out and get a box? Because they all live in Florida and I wasn't there for the holidays and all that. And the holiday, they were all celebrating about 2 days later. So my sister went out and got a manifestation box for my mom and wrote on the inside, everything in this box is. And my mom was so inspired that she went out and bought a box for everybody who was coming to her house to celebrate the holiday. And it's just so beautiful to know that you are listening to this right now, and this may bring you some inspiration to even start your own box. Now, you may be saying, okay, well, Lori, give me some proof or something. Come on, I want to know a little bit more. Well, I'll tell you the beauty of a manifestation box. First of all, it's knowing that you are a creator. You're a miracle manifester. What you say, what you write down, gets created. And you never even have to think about it again. This is exactly how I met my husband. I didn't know anything about manifestation boxes at the time. I was living in Connecticut and going through a really, really bad time in my life. And I went to this angel store that was in Fairfield. And unfortunately, I don't think the angel store is there anymore. If this happens to go to the people who own the angel store in Fairfield, thank you. I had my angel cards read. And what really stuck with me, the woman told me, write down everything you want in the perfect mate and be as specific as you possibly can. And then fold it up and put it away. And just know that in your heart, it's coming. He's coming. So I did. I went home and I wrote 4 pages front and back, and I got as specific as I possibly could. And I put it away. I folded it up. I put it away. And a few months later, I happened to be in Meridian, Mississippi, visiting one of my best friends. And we walked into a Howard Johnson's bar. And she had recognized this man who worked in her hangar and walked up to him. I didn't know where she was going. I was just following her. So she went up and she says, "Hey, Chris." And he turned around and he looked at me. And I knew. Now, for anyone who ever wants to know what it's like, or at least to know what it was like for me, he looked right into my soul. That to me showed me that this is exactly who I've been wanting my whole life. I knew at that moment when our eyes met that this was the person that I would be with forever. And no matter what would happen, from that moment on, he was in my heart. So in my heart is where he would be forever. Right after we got married, I found my letter. And I read it to him, all 4 pages, front and back. And I couldn't have been more exact. I don't think I could even do such a good job of explaining him now, writing down all of the wonderful qualities in him. And I got really, really specific. So, even though I didn't know anything about manifestation or the law of attraction or any of that at the time, or at least it wasn't in my conscious, I knew somewhere inside of me, and you know somewhere inside of you, that you really can have everything that you want. All you ever have to do is believe it. So I've got my manifestation box filled up to the brim. I'm loving it. I add things as it comes to me. And when I feel really good, I'll open the box up and just go through it. And the reason I do it only when I feel really good is because I know that it's creating more of it. It's getting even more powerful. If you're feeling not so good and you're looking at it, what could happen is you look at it and you say, "Oh, I don't have that yet." And that can actually do some reverse power. So when you want to create something in your life, know with pure faith that it's happening as soon as you say it, as soon as you think it. And should anything try and persuade you the other way, just say to it, "Thank you for sharing. I believe in myself." And if for some reason you start saying something that negates it, or you look out in your outside world, you know, you're waiting for that money come, but you're looking at, you know, the debt that you have, try and find another way to look at it. If you can't find a better way of looking at it, then take yourself out of the situation until you can. Now, I don't mean run away. What I mean is bring yourself to a better place. Find something that you know. We all have something that we feel really good about. Find something that you feel really, really good about. Go there. Just think about it. Watch a really funny movie. Or, you know, call up your friend who just makes you laugh all the time. Whatever you got to do. Here's a great one. Get on the floor on your back. Put your legs and your feet up in the air and start laughing. Now, at first it may feel like it's a little bit forced, but after a few seconds, you're going to have fun with it. Just become a laughing beetle. And I would say for at least a minute, because usually after about 15, 20 seconds, laughing is just contagious. I mean, you hear yourself laughing, you want to laugh more. You have no idea what you're laughing at, and it doesn't matter. Laughter is absolutely the best medicine. You know somebody who's going through a hard time? Do what you can to bring them to a point of laughter. Now, I have to say that there's a difference between true, pure joy, laughter, and what some people may have done in the past of judging and laughing through judgment. When we laugh at life in a judgmental way, by making fun of people, those sorts of things, then what's really happening is we're judging ourselves. There's something within us that we're not necessarily at joy with. We may even be at pain in it. So understand that when people do that, what they're really doing is they're putting out a call for love to themselves, to the universe, to you, to anyone who would hear it, but mostly to themselves. Because there's some part of them that they want to heal. Most of what we say and most of what we do, most of our lives, are just reflecting what's going on inside. When we have pain, it's going to show. When we have joy, it's going to show. That's the difference between shining and hiding your light. But even when you're hiding your light, the light is always there. You can't really turn it off. So have fun with this. I mean, this is what life is about. Just have fun. Have some fun creating and manifesting and see yourself as the beautiful creator that you are, that you purposely came here to be. And enjoy that. And absolutely share. Share it with me. Share it with, you know, your spouse or your friend or your child or your parents. If anything, just a simple thing of take a simple shoebox and draw a heart on it. And on the inside, write everything in this box is. And give it to your best friend. And say, here you go. And they'll say, what? What is this? a shoebox? What's going on here? And when you tell them the story, when you tell them that if they write down what they want and put it in this box, that it'll happen because they want it. And you may want them to listen to this or go to the book Ask and It Is Given and get some information about that just to get more of an understanding. But it's such a beautiful gift. Think of the things that we gift to each other. We gift each other our presence. Presence. Put a T there. Present. We are presence to ourselves and to each other. So does it mean that you have to go out and buy whatever it is that your child's, oh, you know, I want to buy me this and buy me that, or, you know, your friend or your, this whole gift thing that's happened. What are you doing? What are we doing? Really? The intention is there and it's beautiful. We all want to find so much joy and happiness. Yet how many of you give gifts out of obligation? Do you really want to give that gift? Now, do you remember what it was like to be gifted just by somebody's presence? I remember when I was young, my grandmother. Oh, she was a funny woman. She would pinch me all over the place, and I'd have red cheeks and red butt every time I left her house. And it was hilarious. She would have frozen ice cream. And when I say frozen, I mean freezer burn. Ice cream in the freezer. She always had ice cream available for the grandchildren. She was a really good cook. But the ice cream kind of, you know, it was freezer burn. And it was just so, it was just such a joy, because just out of her pure desire to share her love, she would always make sure that she had ice cream. And then my grandfather, after seeing all of our faces, what is this? It's freezer burn. Would actually take us out for ice cream. And usually take us out for a movie. And those are memories you really can't buy. Yes, I know they bought us ice cream. Yet, there was a pure desire there. Just to feel the love. Just to have that connection. So think about it. If someone were to come to you and say, look, I heard this awesome story about this manifestation box, and I'm so psyched about it. Here, I made you one. Let's play. Well, we all want to play. We all want to have fun. Why not? Go play. So here's one for you. If you're sitting on the subway listening to this podcast, or you're at work, or wherever you are, find somebody and hold your finger out. Put your finger up in the air, pointing down. Put your hand up and your finger pointing down. And tell the person to grab onto your finger. And now, spin them around in circles. And you can have them do that for you too. This is something my husband and I do all the time. And I do it to people all the time too. I just say, you know, grab my finger. And people laugh because, you know, the whole joke of grab my finger. And then how beautiful. That's all I ever have to do. I just twirl them around. Something like this is what sticks with people. You know, my grandmother pinching my cheeks. To this day, her going, Shainele Madeline, you know. My cute, beautiful grandmother, who wanted so much just to love. Thank you, Safta. That's grandmother in Hebrew, by the way. So let's take this a little bit lighter. I know there's a lot of things that I talked about on this podcast, and I want to explain to you a little bit about what's going on in my life. I'm growing so much every day. I'm learning so much every day. I feel like I'm just on this fast track, and I'm loving it. Absolutely loving it. I'm so taking in every moment. And I come to these aha moments. And I'm so inspired that this is where I want to share it. I want to share it with every single one of you. Every time I'm on the phone with somebody, it's whatever I'm learning these days, you know? And it's literally day by day, I learn something new. And it opens a whole new level of awareness. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to know that every day I can learn something new. It's never over. It never ends. So here's a fun little phrase that you can bring into your life if you want. And it goes like this. I am... all is well, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. I'll say it again. Say it with me. I am. All is well. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. I heard this statement about 8 months ago, and I've been saying it pretty much every day. And this is exactly what's happening in my life. I'm starting to realize, and I have already realized, I should say, I've realized that I am. What am I? I'm a being. I'm not a human doing, I'm a human being, as I said before. I'm a soul. I am so much more than I ever thought I was. All truly is well. Truly is well. Because I can see it. Even in situations that look like it's really not so well, I see it. I can see that beauty is in the process. I see that it's just something that needs to get polished and looked at in a whole new way. And every day in every way, I surely am getting better and better. My health is changing. My life is changing. My awareness is changing. My heart is opening. So this is what I brought this podcast here for. To share my life experiences. And my dad said to me about a month ago, he said, you know, write it all down. Because everybody wants to know what people go through when they go on this spiritual path, quote unquote, or whatever path you may want to consider this. For me, this is just life. And I know every single one of us are going on this path in our own way. But to know somebody who went through it in this way. So what's beautiful for me is now I get to put it on record by speaking it. Because for me, the power of my voice, that is the most powerful thing. And you will see me one day out on the circuit speaking, having my own workshops and conferences and, you know, with other people, by myself, whatever. I see it. I know it. I want to share this with the world. And every day, I get closer and closer to that. Why? Because I believe it. What do you want in your life? Ask yourself that question. What do you want? You can have it. So I am. All is well. Every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And maybe this will help you a little bit more. I was reading The Instant Millionaire. Beautiful book. Beautiful. I don't have the name of the author on me right now. I will put it in the show notes. I was reading The Instant Millionaire, and in there, in the end of it, it's a fable. It's set up like a story. So the millionaire is talking to the man who wants to be a millionaire. And that's one of the things that he shares with him, is he says, 50 times a day, at minimum, he says to himself, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. So if you could just even do that once a day, write it down on the wall. You go to brush your teeth and you're like, oh, you remind yourself, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. You don't have to do everything. It doesn't have to be work. It can be fun. My friend's son is 5 years old, and he's got it down. Every time I see him, we say it. There's actually another piece to it is, I will never be the same again. That's the fourth part. And we just say it. We say it over and over again. And it's a joy for us to know that we're creating this. And we could say it. It's fun. So, it's time for your green tip. And I'm going to talk about avocado. So first I'm going to tell you how to pick an avocado. There's many different types of avocados out there. So my first tip to you is if you can talk to the farmer or the produce manager. They will be very helpful in helping you find an avocado, let you know how many days. Yet experiment with it. So here's the thing. The Haas avocados are the ones that have the rough skins to them. They're not very rough, actually. They're just bumpy. They're smooth, but they're bumpy. It's a green avocado, and then when it ripens, it turns into a dark green. So it's almost brownish, but really a dark green. It gets soft. If it starts getting wrinkly, then most likely it's overdone. You also want to make sure that the piece at the end, you'll see in the skinny part on the top, there's a little hole there. And if that piece of the stem has come out, you don't want to buy that one. Get one that actually has the stem in, because what happens is that that piece of the avocado that's in the inside will most likely mold, or already has become molded, because it's exposed and everything decomposes. So you want the ones that have the stem still in it. Now, when you're cutting an avocado, cut it long ways. So from the stem, that area down, and you'll cut around the pit, and then just twist it. Once you've cut it in half, twist it. You don't actually have to cut through the pit, just cut around it. And then the other half of the pit will be on one half of the avocado, and just take the top of your knife and you can kind of push it in it, and then twist it out. That usually works really well. And that'll work on any type of avocado. Just cut it long ways and you can pull the pit out. I like to slice it up while it's still inside, so I'll just take the knife and run it through and run some slices both ways. And then scoop it out with a spoon. If you want whole pieces, same thing, just scoop it out with a spoon. And a few avocados, you'll have it down. It's really easy. So here's the beautiful thing about avocado. It's a natural fat. And it's actually, avocados are very, very high in water. They have a very high water content. So while, you know, if you were to eat, let's say, butter, vegan butter, or oil, or something like that, then you're pretty much looking at 100% fat. I don't know if you knew this, but fat is fat. I mean, oil, that's it. It's fat. And as John McDougall would say, the fat that you eat is the fat that you wear. Maybe that could be true. Nothing really is true, but you'll come to find out. Only if you believe it, it really is true. Either way, I like to have natural healthy fats in my diet, and everything truly does have fats in it. You can even find low amounts of fat in bananas and apples and lettuce and things like that. So avocado, natural fat, perfect. Your body really knows what to do with it. So know that when you're eating an avocado, you know, if you've switched from butter to avocado, wow, you've done yourself a huge favor. I mean, you're not clogging your arteries with the butter and the cream, and you have a natural fat, so it's not 100% fat. It's not saturated or homogenized. And try that, an avocado. Just take an avocado and use it like you would butter. Even you can put a little bit of salt on it if you wanted to. And to some people, you know, it might take a little bit to get used to the taste. Taste is a little, you know, there is a taste to an avocado. Obviously, it's a fruit, so it's going to have a taste. Mixing it, you know, with, if you make like a guacamole, which basically is all just avocado, cilantro, lemon. That's the most simple guacamole, straight avocado too, but usually that is one of the simplest ones to make. I sometimes put some tomato in it. So eating avocados, you can put it on a mashed potato instead of butter. You can put it on toast with some tomato. Oh, just slice it on some toast. What we love to do is actually make the guacamole, like I said. So I'll put a little bit of lemon and some cilantro. And then I'll make some salsa, which is just the same thing. It's tomato, lemon, and cilantro. Sometimes I'll put a little sea salt or Himalayan sea salt or something like that in there. And then I'll take a romaine lettuce leaf and I'll actually just put a little bit in, as much as I want. And there I go. I have my own burrito. Those are a lot of fun. A lot of fun at a party, too, especially when you can get those little leaves and people just eat them bite-sized and stuff, or people make them themselves. A lot of fun. So, get inventive. I mean, you can find so many different ways of using an avocado in your food. And it's, I know people, even myself, eat it straight out. Wow. Sometimes it'll take a little time and a little bit of a switch over in your diet to actually taste the real taste of an avocado. But it's beautiful. And do it soulfully. Read Maureen's book and do it soulfully. Whoa. Party in the mouth. So not only is your avocado good for your insides, but it's wonderful for your outsides too. I will use avocado on my hair, so I'll just mash it up and apply it to my hair and wrap it up, leave it in overnight. Sometimes I'll even, you know, if I feel like it, I'll get it under a hair dryer, one of the ones like in a salon. And what happens is that it actually balances out the oiliness and the dryness in the hair. And it may take about 2 or 3 days before it balances. You may have a little bit of excess oil because it is a natural fat. Yet what will happen is you'll see that you'll have a lot less breakage in your hair. Your hair will have, you know, some better texture. I do this from time to time and I love it. I love having avocado in my hair. You can do the same thing with your face. Use it as a face mask all over your skin. If you have dry skin or very oily skin, try it out. See how it works. Even just start in small places. And you can literally use it as a moisturizer if you wanted to. If you wanted to even add a little bit of something extra to it, put a little lavender oil. And, just one drop goes a long way with essential oils. So, you know, mash up the avocado, put a little lavender oil, and actually just rub it right into your skin. Wow. Now, this is my rule of thumb. If I can't eat it, I'm not going to put it on my skin. I'm not going to put it in my hair. I'm not going to put it on my toothbrush. So, I know that having an avocado on my skin is good because I can eat it. Everything that goes on your skin gets absorbed into your system. Everything you put on your hair. And you may say, oh, well, my hair is just, you know, it's dead, whatever. No, it really does get absorbed in. It'll go right through into your hair shaft. Your hair lays on your scalp, on your neck. It goes right in. And your body has to process that. The beautiful thing about our bodies is they do. Yet there are natural ways of doing all of these things that we do in our lives. So I also like to rub avocado into my nails. It's a great way of strengthening them. So, you know, some people will dip their fingers in like oil, and that's a great thing too. Coconut oil on the fingernails, that's great. Just doing a little bit of avocado. I mean, you literally could just mash yourself up an avocado and use it whenever you feel like using it. I mean, it may only last about 2 or 3 days, maybe less, depending on, you know, if you put some lemon in it, it'll last a little longer because avocado tends to brown within a few hours. Yet, you know, you could just use small pieces at a time. Wrap it up, you know, put it in the fridge, put some lemon on it, whatever, and it'll last you a lot longer. Or just while you're eating an avocado. You know, I'll actually, you know, if I go to a restaurant, I always take avocados with me because I love putting avocado on everything. I'll put avocado in my salad. I'll put it on my whatever. And wow, what a difference. Here's another thing that I found. If I'm going to eat food, and mainly, you know, if I were to eat cooked food, I add a lot of avocado to the meal because I find that I digest whatever it is that I'm eating a lot easier. Literally, it's going to coat the food. For me, obviously. Everybody's different. And we all can be the same too. Whatever your belief is what it is. Yet, I find that if I eat a lot of avocado, it's very helpful for me on digesting my food. So, try it out. See how it goes. Have some fun with it. So, I just have a few other mentions for you. Naturalhygiene.com. That's natural, HIGHGENE. Naturalhygiene.com is up. And there's some really, really funny stories and some funny stuff on there. So I invite you to check it out. I actually have the radio station linked to that website right now. So go check it out. It's just starting. I've just put it up. I'm going to have lots more going up there. Yet I've got a really active life. So one thing at a time. Soulful Eating, like I said, Maureen Whitehouse, check that one out. Living Nutrition Magazine, Volume 20. My husband and I designed Living Nutrition Magazine, another thing that we've been blessed with in our life. And that's a natural hygiene, that's the other way of spelling hygiene. Natural Hygiene Magazine, it's basically raw food, just a little different than what most people consider raw food these days. So that should be coming out in February. Now I want to share a little information with you about laughter. And as I said before, laughter is the best medicine. It really is a vibrant living practice. When you laugh, every single muscle in your body is being used and releases chemicals, and it keeps you young and healthy. I mean, you want to know what the fountain of youth is? It's right there. Right there. You know, people have literally healed themselves from disease through laughter. I'm sure you've all heard the stories, and if you've watched The Secret, you've seen it on there. The movie The Secret. Laughter. Why? Because when we're in laughter, we're not thinking about all the craziness that's going on. We turn it all off. And there's two ways most people are living these days. You know, there's this flight or fight mode, which most of us live in, or growth. Which growth comes through consciousness, through laughter, through being connected to your body. So I highly recommend that, like I said before, laugh for at least a minute. And now you know why. Not just because it feels good, because it keeps you healthy. So I'd like to once again, thank you all for being part of Vibrant Living Radio. And I look forward to your comments and your feedback and speaking to you all again soon. Enjoy the laughter and the avocado and everything else that you manifest in your life.